The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What is going on, good people of Earth? It's the Heath Mulligan Project. Hope you're doing well today. It is a beautiful, brisk Tuesday morning here in upstate South Kakalaki. And I hope you're doing well today. Here's what we're going to talk about today. I was thinking about this morning. I got back from the gym. And sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself some questions to kind of judge how your day went. You know, did you meet your goals? Did you meet your expectations? And it hit me that, you know, kind of one of my questions that I ask myself now is, did I burn 500 calories this morning at the gym? And I was like, yeah, I did. I already did that, you know. It was 7:15 and I'd already accomplished that today. And you might ask, well, why does that matter, Heath? Well, sometimes you will set a goal. And at the beginning of the year, my goal was to work out 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week. Rest on Sunday, take a good, you know, when I can, take a good nap on Sunday, but not work out on Sundays. Now, there's been Sundays I've gone for a walk or spent some time outside, but as far as like intentional exercise, you know, I try to take Sundays off, let my body recover. As I've gotten into the year, you know, we're now 3.5 months into the year, and I've begun working with a student trainer, which is something I do, try to do every semester. And what I found is, you know, my end goal, and I've talked about this before, my end goal is to be 180 pounds, to be flexible, to be pain-free, to learn how to navigate life with a, you know, with a messed up knee, to be able to do the things I want to do, to enjoy life, to be able to exercise, to run, to take a walk in the park with a with a friend. Those are, you know, those are the things. That's the end goal. But for me, I would get overwhelmed by the end goal. Like those weeks that I didn't see a lot of progress, I would get discouraged and I would fall. You know, I would quit. I'd fall off and just get back into old, back into old habits. So I set that goal of, hey, it's a daily goal. Going to the gym, exercising, lifting weights. Well, what I found was, That's a good goal, okay? But sometimes, even when you set a good, healthy goal, after you've been doing it a while, in order to continue to have the positive effect you're looking for, you've got to dig down and you've got to be a little more specific. So once I began working with the trainer and changing up my weightlifting routine, oh man, there's a really bad wreck here near my house. Looks like everybody's okay though. That's the thing about recording in the car. You never know what you're gonna see. But you've got to dig down. You got to be a little more specific. So I started working with a trainer, and I had been doing 3 rounds of exercises. So basically two exercises, 3 sets of 12, 3 rounds, you know, 3 sets of different exercises. Well, he ratcheted that up to 4 rounds. And so the first week or so, what I saw is, you know, I do my 10 minutes of cardio, I do my 10 minute warm up, I would do my weightlifting, I would do 10 more minutes of cardio, and then I would do a cool down. I would walk, sometimes walk backwards on a treadmill, like 1 mile per hour, just to get my heart rate down to below 110, and then I'd go home. And what I found is the workouts that he had prescribed to me were taking me longer. So instead of 30 minutes lifting weights, I'm now 40 minutes, 50 minutes lifting weights. And it wasn't about the time. I didn't mind the extra time. But what I saw is, I'm just by adding 10 more minutes to this workout, I'm going from burning, you know, 230 calories. Now I'm burning over 300. And so I would say about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I said, what if instead of my mind being on, hey, I'm going to exercise 30 minutes today, what if my mind is, for the moment, hey, that warm-up, I'm going to burn 100 calories in that warm-up. I'm going to burn at least 300 calories lifting weights. And then I'm going to burn 100 calories in my when I finish my cardio, and then I'm going to do my cool down. So it's 100, 300, 100. Those are the calories I'm trying to burn in each segment of my workout. And my workouts now are taking hour and 5, hour and 10 minutes. So I got to get to the gym a little earlier than normal. So I've been getting, you know, been getting up a little better. I know I need that extra time, and that's totally, totally fine. I don't have 2 hours to spend in the gym. Well, maybe I do. I'll get to that in a minute. But now, even as I'm working out, I'm like, you know what? I need to increase my intensity, because here's what was happening. That 30 minutes was just an arbitrary number. And there were days I would be in the gym and I would work out. I would lift weights for 30 minutes. I mean, I'd do my 10 minutes of cardio. I'd do 30 minutes of weights, then 10 more minutes of cardio. But I wasn't thinking about intensity. Because at that point, the most important thing was showing up. The most important thing was being there. And once you try a new habit, if you read a lot of Dr. Caroline Leaf's works, it takes about 60 to 63 days. It takes three, you know, her cycle. She has a 21-day kind of brain detox cycle. She says it takes about three of those to really establish a new habit. So it wasn't until the middle of March, really, that going to the gym, it became automatic. Like, it did not become, it's not a question of day off. Now, do I gauge my body in the morning? You know, if I'm feeling sick or run down. Now, there's been days I'm like, man, you know, I'm just not feeling it today. But it wasn't because I was sick. It wasn't because I needed a day off. It was just my brain saying, bro, what? And I pushed through it. And I got to the gym, and I just showed up. But it got to a point where, okay, it's time to take it to the next level. And maybe for you it's not exercise. Maybe it's something else. That maybe it's a good habit you've been forming, and it's time to kick it up a notch. It's time to really not just focus on showing up. It's time to increase the intensity of it. Maybe for you, you're like, you know what? I'm going to put 6 hours of good work in. Maybe it's like, you know what? I'm going to put 6 hours of good, deep, focus work in. I heard a pastor one time, Dr. Wayne Schmidt. He's a pastor of a large church in Michigan. He's now the general superintendent of the Wesleyan Church, the whole denomination. And he was was talking one time about when he was a lead pastor, he asked all the pastors on his staff, he did not ask them for 45 hours of work. He asked them for 45 focused hours. Because he's like, you know what? When you're here, I want you focused. Like, I don't want you to, like, kind of mess around from 12 to 2 and then have to work, you know, 8 to 10 at night, you know, when you should be enjoying time with your family or your spouse. You know, I want you to be focused. I want you to be diligent in your work. And that's what I had to do with my workouts. I had to be a little more diligent. And I know that as I progress, I'm going to hit, you're going to hit plateaus. And I know there's going to come a time where I'm going to have to reevaluate and I'm going to have to increase that intensity. And maybe the focus isn't necessarily on burning those 500 calories. Maybe the focus is on really on my form. Maybe the focus is more on the, you know, which muscle I'm constricting and those type of things. But I think the point and the key that I'm trying to make is sometimes in order to reach your end goals, you have to adjust your habit goals. Because one of the things about personal growth and growing and learning and maturing is if you're, let's say you're writing a book and you've never written a book before and you don't really know what goes into writing a book. And you may say, all right, you know what, I'm going to write this many words a day, I'm going to write this many pages, I'm going to write for this amount of time a day. But then as you progress and you figure out, hey, this is who I am, this is my style, this works best for me, you may adjust. And maybe writing 500 words a day isn't good enough. Maybe it's better for you to write 1,000 words a day. Or maybe you're like, you know what? I really should be focused on words. Maybe I should be working focused on time. Whatever it is, as you grow, you've got to continually be studying yourself, adjusting, receiving input, receiving feedback. That's the only way we're going to grow. Since I've been working with Ryan, he's my student trainer, and he's been sending me workouts. I've seen really major improvements. If I hadn't been listening to him, I'd still be just kind of lollygagging, lifting weights for 30 minutes. And I'm not saying that was bad. That would have good. I would have still seen results, but they wouldn't have been as great and they wouldn't have been as fast. And sometimes it's not about the speed of the results. And sometimes that's where we get discouraged. Sometimes that's where we get discouraged and we kind of trail off. We fall off. We lose our place. We lose our spot. We lose our motivation. And for me, it's been a tremendous month of growth for me as I have focused more on, I'm gonna burn 500 calories a day. And I've gone even above that because I am trying to speed up my results a little bit, you know, kind of on a timeline here. So I've been going back to the gym at night, and the goal is to burn 250 more calories of cardio. And you may say, well, Heath, are you overdoing it? Listen, I'm listening to my body. I'm not having any pain. That's one thing. I'm eating, I'm stretching, I'm guarding against soreness. Cause here's what happens a lot of times. You get in there, you overdo it, you overtax your body, you get sore, and then you get an injury and you gotta take some time off. And I am being very I've been very conscious of that. And the 200, you know, when I'm doing cardio in the morning, it's, you know, more high intensity interval training, the HIIT training they talk about. Then when I go at night, it's more of that, what you hear about zone two, more of that fat burn zone where it's a little lower heart rate, little steady pace, just trying to mix it up a little bit. Again, what is the name of this podcast? It's the Heath Mulligan Project. And it's about trying new things. It's about experimenting in life. It's about seeing what works. And, you know, that's where we're at. And one of the things I think when people are depressed, sometimes it's because they don't have a good challenge in front of them. Now, sometimes we are depressed because of our challenges in front of us, and we feel overwhelmed and we feel like there's no way around. But you need something in your life that you're always chasing. You need something that you're pursuing, whether it's a degree or a some kind of goal. You got to be pursuing something. I feel like we're designed for that. We're designed to pursue. And, you know, I would ask you, you know, what are you pursuing today? Who are you pursuing? It is a very sad thing to know people and to have people in your life who don't have anything they're pursuing. They don't really have goals. They don't have a direction. They are just being tossed to and fro by the wind. And one of the reasons I started this podcast is in the tagline is to help people discover their purpose, discover their passion, and discover the possibilities. I believe we're all created to live an abundant life. That's abundant joy and abundant peace. And most of us are not living in that. And I got a lot more I could say. There's a lot going on in my life right now. Good things. Just been praying through some things and having to make some decisions. And I'm in a good, man, just over the weekend, over the Easter weekend, just felt such a great sense of peace, of finally kind of being settled on some things and having some good, bold conversations so I'm excited. So, all right, you all be good. I'd love to hear from you. You know, what are your goals? Are your goals, is there a project you're working on? Are you trying to lose weight? Are you working on a book? Are you working on your marriage? What are you working on? And how can I help you achieve your goals? That is what I'm here for. I'm here to help you chase your dreams. I'm here to help you live a life that makes you want to get up in the morning. So everybody be good. Thanks so much for listening. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, wherever you're listening, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Those help tremendously. So God bless. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulligan Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast. and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.